This week's episode of the FitCast is brought to you by TurbulenceTraining.com. Boost muscle growth and blowtorch body fat at TurbulenceTraining.com. Also by BlackStarLabs.com. You can save 10% on every order when you use the code FIT10 in the coupon section at checkout. And also by RobertsonTrainingSystems.com. High octane corrective exercise and performance enhancement at RobertsonTrainingSystems.com. Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the FitCast. This is episode number 115. I'm Kevin Lyerby, and first we have back with us Jonathan Fass of acceleratedstrength.com and jonathanfass.blogspot.com. John, how's that fantasy football going? Good?
Oh, it's going great.
Great. If people want to hear about that, we'll talk about it in the off-topic.
Yeah, I think that'd be a great idea.
That'd be a great time to fast
that'd
forward.
Be a great time.
Fast forward. And also, we have back with us Lee Peel of AvidityFitness.net. Lee, what's up?
Not much. Just looking forward to this to the show today.
You know? Yeah, you've been quite busy.
I have been. I've been hanging out with Tracy Anderson all week.
And, yes, nice.
You know, learning how to take over the world.
Did you see her actually digest food?
Oh, no. But I was with her a lot on her trips to the bathrooms. And I have to say that she avoided her hair very nicely. Very nicely.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Oh, God. Don't worry. If you don't make any money, they can't sue us.
Right. And you know what? I'd like to say I'm looking forward to the new website, Lee.
Yes, you have a trailer.
Yeah, it looks pretty cool.
I do. I have a trailer, and I'm launching that. And I actually have two new websites coming. And John, I'm going to actually need you for the other one. So,
all right.
It's gonna relaunch, and I got three new manuals dropping. So, I can definitely talk about that more later.
Sweet. Yeah.
I hope
I'm gonna wear the launch date on me like Macy Gray.
Nice. Oh yeah, I remember that. That's like 4 years
ago.
Oh,
that was good.
Right across my chest. Maybe even get some pasties.
Ooh,
you know?
That would get some traffic.
Before that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good deal. The guys are like, what website?
.com, avidity.com, what is it?
avidityfitness.org.
.org/blog.
And that's where you can find our blog. I'm going to insert some music for you guys for that last segment. I hope you guys like it. And it's from the 80s, and you can see it during some jet fighter sequences. But that's for another time. The audience already heard it, so they are in on the joke. But let's talk about some quick FitCast news. First off, NMICP, Crest Performance Internship. It was a very sad day yesterday as I finished my lift and I gave Tony and Brian and Pete a hug, and Eric flew away a couple of days ago, so he got in before the hurricane that was my emotions.
Congratulations, Kev.
Yeah, it was a good run. I'm actually, you know, it's over, but I'm going to lift there tomorrow morning.
So now that everything's over and we've been having this conversation for a couple of weeks now, what do you think you got out of your internship?
Seriously, or do you want me to make a joke?
Yeah, no, seriously.
To be honest, I mean, I think I learned so much about actual cues and things to look at in terms of certain exercises that people are doing and just how to explain to them how to correct things and just, you know, really breaking it down. So, you know, I can tell them, you know, it might be something as simple as like, keep your chest up, keep that arch in your back, and you want to keep your shoulders down and back. But that's a lot easier for me to say that to them than, you know, show them how to do the exercise correctly and then them not know really what I'm talking about, and just things like what to look for when people are performing exercises to make sure they're doing them correctly. Just simple things from, you know, if someone's squatting and their knees are caving in, you know, we gotta address that.
Yeah.
And I think the other big thing, and I talked about this in the past, like you really have to have support when you're at the gym, whether it's a partner that comes with you to support you with your program, or you have someone that works at the gym that you train at, and you can, you know, feel comfortable going up to them and saying, "Hey man, can you watch this squat? Like I'm going pretty heavy. I want you to take a look at it just to make sure I'm doing everything correctly." And, or, you know, you're going to bench and you need a lift off and you want to feel safe. Like you don't want to, like the last thing you're doing when you're going for a PR is to have to worry about the spot that you're getting or the lift off. And I think that those things are just so invaluable. And I think that's a great reason for people to pick up a personal trainer right there if they don't have a friend that can go with them to the gym. I just think that's really important, and it was a great experience, and I'm really gonna miss a lot of the clients there. Like it really was like just the whole day. I just had people saying like goodbye and good luck, and it was pretty sad, and it was just a lot of fun, and learned more in 5 months than I did in my first 4 years of college, pretty much. But that's how did I say 4 months or 4 years? I meant 4 years. I think that's the case. Like whenever you go to a seminar, like I think I said the same thing when I went to a seminar, I learned more in 3 days than I did in the last 6 months of college.
Yep.
But you do still have to get the degree and get the foundations for what you're going to be doing in the future. And we actually have been getting some questions about that, like in the forum, like people looking for internships and things like that. Like you definitely have to have your foundations, and that's the topic of our roundtable. I haven't told Lee or John about that, but we're going to have a roundtable discussion about personal trainer infomercials, internet advertisements, and the economy. And I'll explain more about that when we get to it.
Saucy.
Did I pique any interest?
You did. I'm very interested.
So you are piqued. Great.
I'm piqued.
Thank you.
When you peak, you win. She doesn't watch sports. She doesn't get that.
I didn't get that.
You didn't get that? Peak antifreeze?
What the
peak antifreeze commercial? Oh man,
I've never seen that in my life.
What is that
life.
Like? A coolant for a car?
That must
like
be just for New Jersey, dude.
Oh, I work with amateurs.
Yeah.
Peak antifreeze.
Okay. Two against one in this instance. I think that was your epic fail. How about that?
No, peak long life antifreeze, and it's not my epic fail because you know why? Oh man, what's her face does the promoting for it?
Epic fail at 7 minutes and 45 seconds.
No, Danica Patrick. Oh, now what, Kevin? Danica Patrick does their
Who the hell? I don't watch NASCAR. NASCAR's not a sport.
I hear that damn commercial all the time. And Danica Patrick does it. It's on the radio a lot, too, because I listen to sports radio.
Okay, then it must be particular to New Jersey. I've never heard that before, and I listen to a lot of sports talk radio.
I've never heard that before. I do know who Danica Patrick is there, but...
Danica Patrick does all their commercials. She does the radio spots. She does their TV commercials, peak antifreeze, and then she like looks into the camera.
I've seen her GoDaddy commercial, but I've never seen her antifreeze commercial.
Very scandalous.
She looks into the camera, and she's like, "And when you peak, you win." And it's like really almost like disturbingly.
Have you spent a lot of time alone watching this?
Yes. Yes, I have.
That was awesome. Okay.
All right. Anyways, we have some other stuff to address. Chad Waterbury we postponed his interview just so I could grab a copy of his book so I could have a better idea of what to talk to him about, which makes complete and utter sense, and that's something that he made sure of. So he just sent me a copy of the book, and hopefully I'll have it within a week or so, and we will get him on the show to talk about things. And also keep in mind that you can keep sending questions in for Chad. Like, I have all those questions saved up. If you still have any more questions for Chad, send them in to questions@thefitcast.com. Also, Craig Ballantyne will be coming on in the very near future, probably the next week or so. And I just finished Tom Venuto's new book.
Oh, that's good.
And it's good. And it's something, like, people, this, like, before he's even on the show, I'm going to pimp it a little bit. Like, this is... Okay, I don't care if you've gone out and you've got, like, another diet book or a diet and training and nutrition book. This just, it's not, it's different, you know. It's helps you address the psychological aspects of, you know, getting lean. And I think it was about time someone did that. And he did a fantastic job with it. Fantastic job. So people really, you can pick it up on Amazon really cheap. And we will be having Tom on next week. So please send in your questions to questions@thefitcast.com for Tom Venuto. If you have fat loss questions, anything about his book, please feel free to send those in. And he's, if you listen to the 100th episode, you know he's a really brilliant guy and he's got a ton of stuff going on. So very cool. Lee, did you get a chance to check out the book?
Yeah, he sent me a copy, and it was absolutely fantastic work. I've always loved Tom's work, and it was actually, to some degree, he's almost what got me into what I do now. And I love Tom. And
do you have a story?
I do what?
Do you have a story?
I have somewhat of a story, but I mean, as far as the book itself goes, I am looking forward to helping get the word out about the book, and I think that it's really, I mean, you can't beat it. It's going to be what, like $17?
Yeah, it's like $15 on Amazon.
Yeah, I mean, like it's nothing. It's fantastic, and I told Tom, I was like, it's the absolute first time that I can say on the mainstream bookshelves that I would recommend a book for fat loss. It's the first one that I would truly recommend to somebody, and there's a lot out there, and that's the one that I would truly, for just fat loss, would recommend to somebody. So yeah, I think it's a fantastic book, and I'm really looking forward to seeing how. I told him I expect Oprah. I want him to actually help Oprah. That's my hope. I really do hope that he gets that far, because I think that it's really good.
Don't see why he couldn't. It's
I don't see why he couldn't either.
Yeah, it's right now it's going to be released on January 8th, so you can start pre-ordering it at Amazon. The hardcover is $16.47. I don't know if they're going to have a soft cover come out, but for $16.40, it's like under $17. You have to pick up that book. You have to. Especially if you're someone, like, I think the best audience for this book is for people, you know, who still find the need to, you know, eat emotionally. I think that's one of the taglines of the book. Like, it just...
Yeah.
Go ahead, Lee.
I was just going to say, I completely agree. Like, not to say that it couldn't be used for anyone who needs to lose fat, but I was really impressed by the psychological aspect of it. That was what really I found impressive.
Oh, crap. And he's got audio version of the book coming out.
Oh, nice.
Oh, okay. Nice. If you are lazy, and I am a lazy reader. Like, I just been reading this 50 pages, like, the last past couple nights before I went to bed. Trust me. Pick up the audio CD, is $20. And if it's on Audible, you can throw it on your iPod and all that jazz. So Tom Venuto will be on the show next week. So I'm excited for that. Anytime talk to Tom is awesome. Okay. Lee, I don't think you got to get in on this, so I'm going to let you get in on some Tracy Anderson. Because I was... A client at Crescent Performance brought in an article that she was a part of in People magazine. So I went on people.com and I tried looking for the article that was torn out of the magazine, and actually Brian St. Pierre will be writing about this on his blog at BrianStPierreTraining.com later this week, but she is just giving asinine information out to people that's from the stars for celebrities, and she actually has a video on the People website, which is just, it's just pure gold. It's fantastic. And people need to give it a look. But Lee, I'm going to let you drop in your 2 cents first.
On Miss Tracy Anderson? Okay, so I really hate her. I mean, I really hate her. And don't get me wrong, I'm actually one of the few people that believe that there is a difference to training certain kind of looks, and that if you're trying to achieve certain kind of looks, that you do different things and that you do eat different ways. But the stuff that C suggests is absolutely psychotic. It's just psychotic. And her little exercises that she did. She didn't give Madonna that body, by the way. Not even that. And I'm not cutting a Madonna. To look like that at that age is fine. I mean, it's impressive. She's obviously in shape and everything. But to take credit for giving someone a body who's been a dancer, because I'm a dancer, so I understand dancer bodies, but to give someone who's been a dancer for that long and then to take any sort of credit for it, no, she starved her. That's all she did. She starved her, and she removed a little bit of body fat, took some muscle mass, I'm sure, and gave her that emaciated look. That's all she did, period. And I just, it's infuriating. It really is. And what the hell is that supportive muscle, what that shit that she talk about, accessory muscles, then like I literally like when I was watching some of her stuff and reading some of her stuff, I almost for a second I was like, wait a second, am I stupid?
Yeah.
Or is she? Because it was just made up. I'm like, this is just completely made up. Like, is there an area of research I just have not gone in? Because that doesn't even make sense, right? Am I wrong?
It's just groundbreaking stuff.
Well, you know what? She's just amazing then, because I've never seen starving done like this.
I so desperately wanted to write a letter to the editor. I was like, this has got to stop. But I was like, whatever.
No, honestly, John, you should. No, but the best part is, you know, she wears pants lower than most like guys walking down the street. I think that's it's just not classy. And... Well,
it's not class.
No, I'm serious.
Well, you know beyond
the science and what she says, and yeah, and have you seen her pants?
No, like if you look at her pants, either
it's fucking plumber crack there, man.
Yeah.
No, she has plumber crack, and like honestly, her. Actually, I don't want to get into detail, but
yeah.
People, if you watch, I'll link to the video on the website, and she basically talks about the same thing about doing sets of 100 reps. What?
Yeah.
What?
Whatever. She has weak glutes, so whatever.
And, you know, again, and let's make this clear too. It's like, you know, you can find a lot of people to nitpick on this and nitpick on that, and there's tons of people that'll nitpick any one of us. But there are times where you just find someone that it's not only just stuff that you think is like doesn't make sense, but could actually harm someone.
Yeah, and, exactly. Yeah,
and this stuff can harm someone. And exactly. She's being published at you know very well read, well known magazines and things like that because
exactly.
She has this association with a star that doesn't know fitness either. You know what I mean? And it's just. You know, Lee and I were actually talking about that and saying how, oh, look, you know, if you train, you know, I train some athlete, I train some, you know, model or whatever, I must be really knowledgeable. No, yeah. it doesn't really work that way.
It doesn't work that way. You know, I mean, my past, you know, a recent opportunity, I happened to work with some people who were on TV, and that's great. What the fuck do I care? I don't care. Yeah. But it's good for the resume, and I know that. I know that to some degree to get to where I want to be and to get – and I'm sure I guess we're going to talk about this soon. But to get to where I want to be, I know that to some degree it's necessary for me to work with certain athletes, and it's necessary for me to work with celebrities or people that are, you know, popular in that kind of way. But that doesn't mean that I know anything because I've done that. The other right. stuff is more important, and right. it's frustrating. It's frustrating.
I might put on my resume that I worked with the cast of Fringe today.
Nice. Nice. Yeah. Good call.
If my car is in the future episode, check out the off topic for what that is all about. But Tom Venuto actually replied to me on Twitter saying that he thought that 100 rep sets of butt scrunchies were my favorite. Yeah. And I actually haven't performed butt scrunchies, but I got to think that they are not comfortable or, you know, might make the room smell bad. So
doesn't that just sound like a bad side effect of eating unclean fruit?
Not getting enough vitamin C. I've got the scrunchies, I do.
I don't know, like, I hear that phrase and I see a dog dragging its ass on the ground.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of thinking of, but
oh my god, I'm getting killed today.
Okay.
All right, anyway. Oh,
man. All right, you
pull
know
him back in. Pull them back in.
We're doing it. If you want to, and I'm gonna warn you, but if you do search for her on YouTube, you'll find a video called "Get Strong Arms Like Madonna," because Madonna is so strong.
All right, enough of her. Tired of sick of talking about her.
Yep. We will. You know what we're gonna do? We're gonna let out some steam. We're gonna take a break, and we're gonna pound a spike or two, and we'll be back after this. Okay, everything is back to normal. We're here for the mailbag. The first question comes to us from Janine. And by the way, the new Ghostbusters game looks awesome, so people need to keep a lookout for that. She says, "Hey, Kevin, love the show. I've been listening for a few months now, and I wouldn't miss an episode of the FitCast. I have a question about training frequency. I'm a 25-year-old female, and I've been lifting for about 5 years now, since I was in college. In that time, I've mostly utilized various splits as opposed to full body workouts. Currently, I'm using a 4-day split. My question is, should I only lift 4 days a week? I typically lift 5 to 6 days a week, but from listening to the FitCast, it seems that that may be too much. I'm not an upper, not a bodybuilder by any means, but I enjoy lifting and keep track of my weights that I do so I can continue to improve on them. I worry that decreasing the frequency of my lifting will give me negative results. My goals have always been just to gain muscle while trying to keep my fat down. I also run usually 30 to 40 minutes 4 to 5 days per week, then a 60-minute or so run once a week, because I find that running gives me the best cardio workout and keeps my fat in check more than any other form of cardio exercise. Do you have any suggestions on whether I should decrease the frequency of days that I lift? Will this help me to make bigger gains on the days that I do lift? Also, any suggestions on what I should do in the gym on the days that I am not lifting? I find that I feel 100% better both mentally and physically on days that I work out, so I'd like to fill in those days with something else if possible. Thanks so much for any advice you can give me. Keep up the great work, Janine." So, Lee, let's toss this one out to you first. What do you think?
It's a very, there's a lot in the question. So one of the first things is, I don't want to say that she seems confused, but I'm a little confused on what her goal is. And usually when I'm confused on a goal, it means that the person's confused on the goal.
It sounds like strength and fat loss to just from it, reading.
Yeah, I mean, she says that she's, you know, trying to, you know, gain muscle while keeping the fat down, which basically it seems like that she's just trying to gain some strength, keep her muscle, and not gain fat. Mm-hmm. So if that is the case, then what I recommend do is you want to go in the gym a lot. That's great. There's nothing wrong with going to the gym a lot. There are things that you can do productively in the gym. That's fine. But it does seem that you need to, that she needs to back off a little bit on her frequency and on her volume a little bit. And if she wants to do it, like, even though she says, "I'm not a bodybuilder," if she wants to get into being into the gym and lifting 5 days a week, if that's something she wants to do, then she needs to kind of go to splits.
Yeah,
you know, you're going to have to go to split training. You certainly can't hit you know, your large muscle groups at a time over and over again in a full body work, you're going to completely burn out. What I would recommend doing, if you really get off being a gym rat, if you really get off of being in the gym, then switch to some split routines. Work on, you know, chest, tris, bis, just, you know, go at it like that. And also make some days or some time that are just designated for dynamic work, mobility work. Go into the gym to do foam roll work. Go into the gym to work on, you know, postural correction, things like that. You can go to the gym to work on very light, simple things and it not be overly aggressive to the body or even relaxing, and you can still get something done. I don't recommend necessarily – I never like it when people try and use training as a means to I don't like it when people go, I use my training to keep the fat down. Because it kind of says to me that you have a little bit of a problem controlling your diet, or maybe don't understand exactly what your diet correlates with as far as your body composition goals. So if that is an issue, then just make sure that you've got your diet down pat. That way the cardio, while it can be fun and you can use it to eat more, and there's nothing wrong with that, but you understand exactly how that correlates. Make sure that you get that you running 5 miles equals you being able to eat X amount of food and use it properly. That way you don't burn out. But it seems to me like she's pretty much got it in there. She just don't overstress or don't overwork, because if you do, you're not going to reap the benefits. Growth happens in rest time. So recovery is 100% crucial. And if you half-ass it, you're going to get half-ass results. So that's about it.
Yeah, I definitely think that she's not she definitely seems to be going all out. Like, if you're looking at some of these statistics that she gives us, if you're talking about a weight training session, let's say it's roughly an hour, and then you put on top of that 30 or 40 minutes of running, whether it's, you know, steady state cardio or not, we're talking about being in the gym for 2 hours, including your warm up.
Yeah,
you know, that's a lot of time to spend in the gym, and that's 5 days per week. That's, I mean, you talk about like neat a lot, Lean. You think you might just be able to, you know, probably make some things more active in her day to day tasks throughout the week instead of having to spend so much time in the gym.
People have a really hard time doing that sometimes, though. It doesn't seem to compute in their head that they can go just live life and hang out. And a lot of times the gym can become a replacement for social activity for some people. And there's nothing wrong with that. You just have to be smart with it. You want to be a gym rat, be a gym rat. That's fine. Just spend one of those hours instead of, you know, hitting a lot of weights and getting on the treadmill and burning out your body. Just do some dynamic work, you know, do some release. You know, you don't have to be aggressive to be in the gym a lot if it's someplace you really want to be, you know. And a lot of I know I work with a lot of girls that are coming off from, you know, overtraining problems or you know, anorexia or you know, just overtraining issues, and they spend a lot of time in the gym. And one of the things that I've done is I've tried to kind of move what they do in the gym. If it really is your place of sanctuary, there's nothing wrong with that. Just back off on what you're doing there, and you can still go and you can hang out and you can feel like a fit person and have a great old time, but without having to kill yourself in the process. So, but yeah, definitely she needs to back off. I'd move to splits. Make sure you're doing split work. You can do split work 5 days a week and it'd be fine. Yeah. And not be an issue, but you definitely got to have one day a week where you take a break, you know, just completely stay out of the gym, just rest and try and recuperate some. But if you don't do that, you're going to find yourself never achieving your goals.
Yeah, definitely have that recovery and your nutrition dialed in. It's going to be huge factors. John, what do you think?
I like, excuse me, because I'm getting over a cold, so I keep muting myself and trying to clear my throat. But anyway, you know, I like a lot of what Lee said. I personally do not like bodybuilder splits for just about anybody. and it has to do more with like, oh, that's better. It has to do more with like the way that your body responds to the idea of an isolation exercise. You know, I see a lot of people, like the type of clients that I tend to get, I get a lot of people that come from a bodybuilding background that may now be having some aches, some pains, and some problems. And 90% of the time I have them on a full body workout. And then the other 10% might be like an upper lower split, like a 4-day upper lower split. The reason why I do it is just I'd rather see larger movements, not getting things down by muscle. I don't like the idea of a triceps biceps days or any of the other things. And I do understand the idea of people that enjoy being in the gym. And for those individuals that really psychologically feel good about lifting weights, sometimes I'll do something like a kind of interpreted West Side type of concept where they might do like they might have a deadlift day with the accessory work or whatever, or they might, you know, in a deadlift back day sort of thing, or a squatting day and a bench day, and we'll change with that with dynamic and max efforts, or they might even go, I might switch the volumes instead of using like a dynamic effort for someone that maybe is not interested specifically in improving their strength as part of their primary focuses on in their workouts. But I definitely don't like the split workouts. And I just think that in general, you're going to feel better and you're going to function better when you're learning how to move and how to use your movements as opposed to using muscles. So that'd be the only thing that I would really add to it. Otherwise, I think you guys pretty much nailed it for me. I mean, we need to look at the rest that she's having and saying that, yeah, it's okay to go to the gym. I mean, I'd rather deal with someone that's too active than someone that's not active enough. But at the same time, you know, what your mind wants to do, your body may not want to do. And you really do have to consider the long-term strategies and how you're going to feel, you know, not today and not next week or next month, but maybe years down the line when you've, you know, consistently been overdoing it in the gym and now things are starting to come out in terms of your musculoskeletal health. So that's what I would add.
Very good. Lee, you have the next question for us.
All right, this is for John. Thanks to the FitCast forum of answering my question about blood pressure concerns with working out. This question may get long. 12 years ago, I broke my foot, dislocated it, tore muscles. Well, effed it up. I never had any kind of physical therapy due to loss of insurance. I was laid up for 5 months due to having surgery. I have a rod in my foot now. My right leg is noticeably smaller today. I went to a gym where all of the trainers are CSCS certified, and when they discovered the imbalances between the legs, I was discouraged. The trainer was, "No, dude."
His trainer must also teach surfing lessons.
Like, "No, dude, don't be down on yourself. Let's fix this." He had me doing step-ups with dumbbells, and I definitely noticed the difference. What are some ways I can get the right leg balanced out with the left leg? Today, my lower back is hurting a bit from the step-ups. It is not a bad hurt, but I can feel it. When I was working my right leg, I almost fell off the bench. I was shocked at how different each leg is. What are different things to fix this issue? Rick.
Well, that's a bad hurt. It's not a good hurt when you're feeling it in the low back, dude.
Yeah, no, it's not a good hurt. First about the low back, when, you know, you get this a lot with like deadlifts, you get it a lot with squats and a lot of lower body exercise. And first and foremost, that 99% of the time is a glute dysfunction because you're overusing your back for a lumbar extension versus using your glutes for a hip extension. There's a big, big difference. I guess the best way to see this, I mean, really just go to your gym and watch people. Hopefully someone's doing some squats, but watch some squats, watch some deadlifts, and look at the position of their backs. We've seen this on the – I think someone had that in – it was a question on the FitCast forum actually, and they had posted a video of themselves moving. And he's doing the same thing. He had a glute dysfunction. He actually had a left glute dysfunction that I was able to see in the video. And the reason why I could see that is you can see the difference in the rotation of the hips and how far he was able to sit back through the hips. And if you can't use your hips to move your body, the next thing that you're going to use is your low back. So you're either going to get some pain in your low back specifically, like from the spinal erectors, or you're going to get some pain from the quadratus lumborum. Which is a muscle that hikes the hip. When you have weakness in your stabilizer, your pelvic stabilizers, like your glute medius when you're walking, or the glute max when you're squatting and lateral hamstrings and things like that, you can overuse that muscle too, and that can also be interpreted as a low back pain. So what this person is telling me, and you know, again, they're just guesses, but what Rick is telling me is that he's got a noticeable difference in strength on one side and the other, and he's compensating for that difference in strength by using his low back, which is something that's stronger for him. he's really got to step down the intensity, because if you're noticeably different, where you can see atrophy, you can see a difference in muscle bulk, not only are we dealing with cross-sectional areas so that the muscle itself is weaker, but guaranteed he's got a problem with the ability to turn those muscles on as well. So he's going to have to really take a step back. You know, step-ups are great, but there's no way that he can even do body weight at this point. I mean, it'd be very highly unlikely that he can do it with proper movement. So he's got to take that step height and drop it down drastically, work on very small motions, work on even open chain exercises. So rather than going to a deadlift right away where you have a glute dysfunction, you might be better indicated to do something like a bridge, like a supine bridge, or even going to a standing open chain exercise of just a hip extension. And you'd be surprised how many people can't even fire a glute in a hip extension because they're using their back right away, because it's a preferred movement. So my suggestion, if I think he mentioned something about he didn't have any physical therapy because of insurance. If he can afford a trainer at the gym, I would really suggest going to a physical therapist for at least one visit. Let them look you over. Let them see what's dysfunctional, what's working, what's not working, and to at least design something for him that he can then take to the gym with him. Because otherwise what's going to end up happening is going to probably blow through a lot of the weaknesses that he has now, and eventually that's going to catch up to him. So that would be my suggestion.
Would it be all right if he flew to New Jersey and just came to your apartment?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Charged by the half hour.
Half hour, okay. Very good. Lee, do you have anything you wanted to add to that?
It sounded really good. The only thing that maybe aside from just the glute functioning is with having a rod in your foot and things like that, I've worked with some of that. And there's also always really bad ankle mobility issues. So also make sure that that's a focus. I really think he should go see somebody. I agree with John. Like, I really think he should just go and at least get an assessment done and get just a very bare basic, you know, just even a naming of like some of the problems that he has so that he can then do some research. And, you know, you can kind of be your own, you know, you can help yourself be as good as you can and help your trainers as good as you can with doing your own personal research, but you've got to get something assessed, I think. And I think just at least one visit would help him more than we ever could. So.
Very good. John, you got the last question from the mailbag.
Last question. Hey, guys and gals. First off, great podcast. It is near impossible to find a good fitness or nutrition podcast, so keep up the good work.
Oh, wait. Can I butt in for a second?
You may. It's your podcast.
No, Kevin.
No, you may not.
May I? We were in the newspapers this past week in the Sacramento Bee. So I just wanted to give a shout-out to San McManus, who wrote the article. And actually, I got and I'll give a double shout-out, a brush with fame for Steve Ferry, who actually emailed me the PDF of the actual piece of paper.
Oh, cool.
That it was printed on.
Was that the one that you posted in the forum?
No, that's the online article, but I actually have the actual printed piece of paper, at least a picture, a PDF of it. So I'll post that in the show notes and I'll upload that to the website. But
cool.
It's just very, very cool, very interesting. So people should check that out. And it's really thanks to the audience out there that has helped us get to this point. So props to the person with the earphones on. Continue, John.
Why, thank you, Kevin. Now for my question. I just turned 26. Happy birthday, Dan. And I really have been doing nothing for exercise or nutrition since college, but I have made a commitment as a birthday resolution to myself to get in better shape and to be healthy. I'm 6'3", weigh 255, with a body fat percent somewhere between 32-40%, depending on method used. My primary goal right now is to lose fat. However, I would like to retain as much muscle as possible during this process and hopefully gain muscle mass along the way. I just started using a stationary bike for 30 minutes in the mornings and use dumbbells out out night for weight training. How many calories should I be eating? I've been shooting for 2,000. What kind of exercises should I be doing? And is it even possible to get a legit workout using only dumbbells? I'm really lost when it comes to designing a weight training routine. Any help would be appreciated, Dan.
Well, for you guys, I think that one of the big things that he probably doesn't need to worry about, if he has been sedentary for a couple of years, there's a good chance that he's going to gain muscle mass, not lose it, even if he is at a deficit. But the question I have for you, Lee, first off, how do you tend to calculate calories for fat loss in like a body weight times 12, or how do you tend to go about doing that?
It depends. Through my writings, I generally go through a BMR times activity level factor. And like, for example, with my book, I give an actual activity quiz, because I think that where the majority of people fail, and the majority of my research and work and the things that I do on my clients, is I gauge activity levels. I'm obsessed with it. I bug people. I heart rate monitor them. I give them resting metabolic tests. Like, I'm absolutely obsessed with testing activity levels, because I feel that they're 100% crucial in the make or break of people achieving their goals. And I like to see how they slow down when dieting down starts and all these kind of things. So when I'm working with a client, or when I give anyone advice, I always try and label it off of your activity factor and how much you really think that you're moving in a day. So for him eating 2,000 calories, some people would look at that and be like, that's absolutely insane for a guy that's 6'3 to eat, you know, and 255 pounds to eat 2,000 calories. Mm-hmm. While I think it over its time, it will be low, and that he'll definitely need to refeed, I don't think it's insane, especially if his protein requirements are top notch. Depending on his activity level, it could be, or it could not be. He could be burning, you know, two times that in a day, or he could be, you know, just a little over that in a day. It just depends. So I normally try and engage as much as possible like that. But that being said, 10 times or 12 times, we can really do the trick for the average person, especially when they're above anywhere 20% body fat. Mm-hmm. So it just depends. But if I can put my hands on it, I always go through that kind of a method.
And in terms of actually putting together the workouts, Dan, I really don't think you're going to have that much of a problem in the get-go with using dumbbells and even some body weight stuff. I mean, you're really kind of starting at zero here, and you're going to work building a foundation. But if you really think about it, depending on how heavy those dumbbells go, you can still do some pretty challenging things like suitcase deadlifts, overhead squats, lunges. If you have a bench or something like that, you can do some dumbbell benching, since I love to bench. And I had to make sure you can do that. And there's so many ways to bench. You can do alternating dumbbell bench, and you can incline bench and decline bench. But in all seriousness, it really depends on how heavy those dumbbells go. And at some point, you may want to look around, especially as we approach January 1st. There's going to be tons of deals at gyms and all around the place, and where to you sign up for a year, they're going to be doing some great deals for New Year's and for people who do want to get back into shape after having their Thanksgiving turkey and their Christmas ham, or however that goes. But Lee or John, do you have anything else you want to chime in on? We'll throw it to you, John, first.
Yeah, I mean, I would also say that in general, as a beginner, you've got a lot of advantages, because like the guys already said, you can do pretty much anything, and you're going to see results as far as some fat loss, and also in terms of muscle gain. What I would generally say is, you know, it would be helpful if you can have someone teach you the right stuff. If you're a little bit not certain about your form or about your movement, but also why get worried about writing your own routines when there are some very, very good books, routines, stuff for free on the internet. You know, T-Nation, that sort of thing, that have beginner's workouts. The things are put together for you. And trying to write your own stuff, it's kind of shaky, because the problem with the field, and where I think most people get into trouble is it doesn't take a genius to put together a workout. Okay, I'm just going to do a bench and I'm going to, you know, do a leg extension and a leg curl and that's my whole body. And you can do that and chances are you'll see some results for a while from that too. But when you get to the nitty gritty, obviously it's a pretty detailed sort of science. So, you know, don't, you know, take that guessing game out of your hands and give it to someone that actually knows what they're doing, that studies, not Tracy Anderson, but someone else that might be an expert, and let them take care of that for you. And it doesn't mean necessarily hiring a trainer at a gym, especially if they're not a very good trainer, but it can be just getting those types of resources that are free to you online to use, and you're going to see better results that way, and it's going to be a better workout for you.
So what you're basically saying is that he should pick up this month's issue of People magazine and see what Tracy Anderson's talking about.
Yeah. According to her, it's 2 times body weight.
Oh, okay.
For the calories. And,
2 times. Gotcha.
Yeah. And 100 squats.
So as long as you don't go over 500, man, you'll be fine.
You're good. Otherwise, you'll get bulky.
You might die, but you'll look good.
You won't.
No, well, actually, you won't look
good. You won't. Yeah. That's debatable, too.
Yeah. That look's not in. Lee.
I think that pretty much covered it. You know, there's so many programs, new rules of lifting. There's so many really cheap and easy to find training programs that are pre-made out there, free, completely free online. That there's got to be something that you can find that you can implement. What is it? It's Lou Scholler's the Home Workout Bible.
Oh, that's yes.
There's a lot.
Yeah, really good. Yeah.
There's a lot of dumbbell usage in there.
Yep.
I mean, really. Then, and it's what it's $14 at any Barnes and Noble. I mean, you know. So, I recommend anyone who is starting it because, like, dude, you're gold. You're lucky. I mean, you're gonna put on muscle. You've never done anything. You're fresh meat. You know, so it's going to be no problem for you. You dial in that diet. You stick to that, and you do just even the. Not to say to do a stupid program, but even the stupidest of programs will give you something.
Right.
So, so you should be good to go. Take this time to just really try and focus on doing it right. I'm almost glad that you're working with dumbbells because a lot of time ego gets people hurt the first go round. Just go for it and use what you got. And don't be afraid to test out some body weight stuff as well. And, you know, the good thing about that is as you lose, you'll progress. I think that's about it though. And good luck. And I'm glad that you've made the birthday promise to start doing something about it.
And your muscles are going to be really confused when you start lifting.
Muscle
really
confused.
God, I wish I had like an echoing thing. So muscle confusion. Okay, we're gonna take
the pink dumbbell award this week.
Yes,
Given to Janine. Was it Janine? No. Rick. It was the second letter, Rick, because Rick. He said "F it up," and he also quoted the trainer as "No, dude, don't be down on yourself. Let's fix this." I like that. So
let's fix this.
Let's fix this. So
come
Rick.
On.
Good job. Janine, good letter too, all three of you, but effed it up, that kind of stole it.
Do it live! All right, I don't know if anyone listened to the end of last week's show where we played Tony's favorite song.
Wow.
How messed up is that?
Dude, yeah, I don't know.
But seriously, it's just Tony, basically went up to me and said, you better just tell people that it's because it's a great song. It's got a good beat.
You know what? I don't know what that was. I had nightmares that night.
Ali, you missed out.
I saw you posted on Facebook the link to the Saw you post the link and I went and listened to it.
Good.
I'm going to defend Tony and I'm going to say that while the guy was uber creepy, it was a pretty decent beat, but that's just because I'm into electronica and trance.
Boy.
Did you listen to the lyrics?
Oh, no. I said the guy was creepy.
Get in my car.
That's what he says.
That's nice,
but it was a good beat, though.
We listened to this yesterday since it was my last day, and it was brought tears to my eyes.
Yeah, that was amazing. Right now, by the way, Tim Hightower, my backup running back, has 8 yards. So pissed.
All right, are you guys watching the news?
No, I've got it on the...
Turn on the news, because the big headline is no one gives a shit. So, snap. All right, no,
yeah,
probably
not. Good, I guess.
Okay. Just because that will be my epic fail of the week, just because I don't think I have one yet, but we might have one in the next segment coming up. It's the roundtable.
You've been pretty sharp.
Yes, I have. All right, we'll be right back. We're here for the roundtable, and I just wanted to briefly talk about something that has been piquing my interest as the word of the week. I have been seeing, you know, on TV how they have like ITT Tech, and they have all these, you know, get your college degree in 2 years. I saw one for the fitness industry, and it went a little bit something like this. One of the greatest industries right now, it's continuing to grow even as we're in a recession, is the fitness industry. The demand for trainers is higher than ever, and this is an industry you can get into whether you're educated or not. So you can take our extensive, like, I don't know, whatever certification course, and you can become a certified trainer within a month, and you can become, like, I don't know, you can make money or something like that. But
did they say it like that too?
Yeah. In a world where trainers are getting paid lots of money. But basically, this is actually something, like, you know, I saw that, I really didn't think too much about it. Then I looked online, and I was on a video gaming blog, and there was an advertisement on getting your personal trainer certification online, and like how, like, this is like, if you, like, jobless, get a personal training certification, you can go train people. And it's I don't know if this is really a roundtable, but it's more or less maybe an editorial in just how, you know, this is gonna, this actually might see a terrific up ramp in horrible trainers that really, you know, they went to college and maybe they might have not have found something, a job that they liked, or their profession just isn't so hot right now. AKA, like, if you're, you know, doing anything with the stock market. So they're going out, getting a personal trainer certification online or through an infomercial, and they'll be flooding a gym near you sooner or later. So I'm just going to say, watch out, and just make sure whoever's training you has their credentials. And a credential that you recognize, especially ACSM or NSCA. Keep a lookout to see who is actually training you. I don't know if you guys had anything to say about this. And I'll, you know what, John made a great point if I had a link for it, but I do not because I just saw it on TV.
On TV, yeah. You know, I here's the scary thing about that. To some extent, this may actually be a step up from a lot of the personal training certifications that you can get out there, because at least they give you some kind of month of education. But, and I think, you know, we've all lamented about how horrible the industry is. And, you know, it's interesting because you get people on both sides and people that are say, well, don't knock the personal trainers. We're, you know, a band of brothers and we have to just raise the bar. But I don't take it that, I don't take it in that vein, I guess. I don't look at it that way. Like, I mean, I really, it really ticks me off that there are people in this industry that can make a decent living that are absolutely horrible. And we've made fun of Tracy Anderson, but that's a prime example of someone that's got media coverage and is training legitimate A-list celebrities, and she is obviously has no clue what she's doing. And you know, I don't – where's it begin? You know what I mean? Does it start with the education of the trainer, or does it start with the education of the population to know what a bad trainer is? You know, I think that if you went to a bad physician, you kind of get the idea that they don't know what they're doing. And yet you go to a bad trainer, you have people have no idea.
Like when you have a sore for people like scrubs, if you have a sore throat, go in the office and take off your pants.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's probably not a good move. So you kind of get an idea like, well, where'd you go to med school again? You know, yeah. But for personal training, no one has any idea. And you walk out of the gym by crawling and you think, oh, that was a great session. Oh, he kicks my ass. She's so hard on me, whatever it is. And people just have no concept about what personal training is supposed to be about. And when you think about it, it's really high-level stuff. It should be.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking about human physiology and biomechanics and injury prevention. This is not easy stuff. You don't learn this in a couple of days of studying for an online thing. And, you know, it's
– and putting people in high-risk situations.
Right, yeah.
I think that's the big issue.
Yeah. So, yeah, you know, it's frustrating is what it is. And hopefully – you know, first you have to look at the gyms and you say, look, don't hire these people. But the other side of it is the majority of commercial gyms, personal trainer is nothing but another form of an income stream. You know, personal trainers are salesmen. So it doesn't matter what they do. And, you know, obviously a gym doesn't want a liability on their hands. But at the same time, you know, the average stupid trainer will give their clients the average stupid thing. And most gym managers don't even know that that's a bad thing. And if this trainer is selling well, then that's their number one trainer. You know, so it really, I don't know, something has to be done. Lee, what should be done?
You know what should be done? You know, it's funny because I'm so torn on the issues. I find myself dealing with a constant inner struggle with it all the time because there's the part of me that is the anarchist that wants to just completely rip apart the system and have it have this complete standard set for it that is so high because I do think that this is nutrition. This is we're dealing with heart rates, blood pressure, movement patterns. Like this is not something to fuss around with. And so I do think to some degree that there should be a higher level of standards. At the same time, some of the best trainers I have ever known have not graduated high school, have not taken a lick of, you know, so it's that mixture, right?
Yeah, there's truly exceptions, but
You know, I'm just saying, like it's you know, so it's hard because it's those who self-educate that truly lead ranks of things. So then there's the side of me that, you know, like for example, I'm not going to call out anything in particular, but there's a lot of forums and a lot of membership sites and things like that that encourage the growth of personal trainers. And they flash a lot of money and they flash a lot of recognition for the ability to be a salesman, not the ability to be a personal trainer, not the ability to know your job. And I think that at the end of the day, it's the morality that you hold and the pride that you hold in your job and how well you want to do something that really is important. But people, they don't care. They don't care. They want to make money. And I don't see anything wrong with making money, but I see a lot wrong with making it off of false pretenses. And, you know, I think the amount of blogs that have grown in the last month of, you know, fitness professionals who, you know, really want to offer something who've never trained a person in their life. But, you know, I have issues with people who don't train people in real life. Yeah. I have issues with that. I have issues, you know, I have issues with people who, and I'm not, and that's not to say that there can't be exceptions for researchers, but, you know, I do, I have issues with people that don't get hands on and that just want to make money, that gets their certification for an hour. And then they expect to all of a sudden be making $100 an hour and running, you know, thousands. Do you know how difficult it is to run a boot camp and actually do it correctly? And people, they don't, I mean, do you have people jumping up and down, some who shouldn't be. Like, I watched that workout show.
Oh, God, I was just going to bring that up.
I watched that workout show, and they were running their boot camp, and I don't even want to talk about those planks. I don't even want to talk about the fact that you have a 350-pound woman jumping up and down. Like, I'm sorry, there are some things that an obese woman should not be doing. And it's just angering. It's absolutely angering. So, yeah, you know, there's that part of me that just really wants to shun it all. But then there's the other part of me that knows that the only way that things are going to change to some degree is with getting in and getting my hands dirty myself. So I do what I have to do. You know, we talk on this show. We make sure that people read Tom Venuto's book. I'm launching a new website that is going to maybe not make me a lot of friends, and maybe I'm going to piss away my sales with what I'm getting ready to launch. But you know what? So what? You know, in the end, I'll go to bed at night a little bit better. So it's we do what we got to do. I think all we can do is just the good ones band together, and maybe we don't always agree on every detail, but we know the difference between people who really care and try and the people that don't.
And that's, you know, it's funny too, because now I have this conversation with my girlfriend all the time. She's a financial analyst. And so for her, you know, it's her job market is about money. I mean, that's just, that's what it is. And, you know, I've been a trainer for a while and a coach or whatever. And, you know, I'm about to graduate and become a physical therapist. And the way that I do things, you know, mystifies her. I mean, she doesn't understand why I would, you know, want to travel to Indianapolis to study under Bill Hartman. You know what I mean? And, you know, paying the extra rent and paying this and that, you know. And because it's if you get into this field to make money, please leave. You know, just get out. Get right out. If you do the right things, yeah, I think you can make money. I mean, I hope so, you know. But I think you're better off going home and being able to sleep at night knowing that you've done some good than going home and I don't know, watching your giant TV. But meanwhile, there are people out there that in one way or another are suffering because you don't do a good job.
Well, I think there's definitely, you know, trainers, coaches out there, they can make a good living. This is, you know, for us, it's still a healthy industry. The place where I'm applying right now, they're looking to hire 5 people. They're not just, you know, hiring one person. And, you know, just looking at the salaries that they get paid, they, you know, you can get paid well and be a respectable person in this industry. You don't have to go out and, you know, second day out of college or second day after you got your certification, go to a seminar and then have a product a week later. You don't have to do that. You can, you can. I mean, it's your right to.
And, you know, and it's funny too, because I think that for those of us that I think kind of get it and enjoy, you know, like kind of going back to what we were talking about in the beginning, Kev, you know, why would you take an internship at Chrysler Performance? Because you want to be a better trainer. But not only that, how much more do you enjoy your work now? Because you're a little bit more confident. You've seen a little bit more. You kind of understand a little bit more. You know, hopefully if you had a great internship, you realize that you don't know anything, you know, at all.
Absolutely.
And that's what's kind of cool about it. I mean, you go, wow, I had no idea how much I don't know and how much it's out there that I still have utterly no idea. And it gives you this drive, this thirst to want to know more, to be able to do more things, you know. You know, a good trainer, quite frankly, there should be some ego there. You know, it should definitely be some ego there. You want to be the best trainer. You want to be the best, you know, whatever. And that's the honest to God truth. And like, it's what we were talking about before. Like, I hate losing. I can't stand losing. And I put that to everything, you know, whether I'm, you know, playing my stupid fantasy football that team sucks, or, you know, if I'm in clinic or something or working with a client and something happens that I don't know what to do, I can't stand that. And that
I'm so there with you.
Yeah.
I'm so there with you.
Yeah. It makes me sick. I go home and I'm like, man, I suck. You know, like, and the drive is there. But you know what? If your motivation is money, why would you ever want to get better?
Yeah.
Wait, if your drive was money, I would say, you know, maybe that would be a motivation.
That's the thing. Like, you will not, don't get me wrong, I've read All Marketers Are Liars. I've read Made to Stick. But you know what? I've read thousands upon thousands of research studies as well. I train hour after hour after hour. You can have it both. You can have it both. You can I'm an entrepreneur. I am. Yeah. And I'm not ashamed of that. But I'm a damn good trainer. You know, and I'm a researcher. And to me, that comes first. The other is second.
Right. And I think that we would all probably agree, too, that we think that we will get to that level by doing a better job.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think that's what it is. I mean, if you – you know, like even, again, picking on this it, you know, Tracy – this alleged idiot Tracy Anderson.
It's just such a perfect example.
Yeah, it really is. You know, so whatever money she's made or whatever she's done or whatever, but that's not going to last because she can't deliver the results. She can't deliver the results. And, you know, according to the stuff that we dug up on her, you know, now that she's like took her clients' money or whatever, allegedly, like, you know, that's on the forum right now. And everyone can go to the forum and see the article that we're talking about. You know, these types of things catch up to people. And, but I think that the good ones, the the trainers that are doing good work, they're always going to be doing good work, and they're always going to have a good solid paycheck at the end of the day. So, you know, make yourself a better trainer and learn the business, learn how to do this stuff too. I mean, don't be, you know, just so focused on your training that you're not making a living for yourself, because you have to. It'd be lying if we said no, but if you're just focused on that next client and you're not paying attention to the one that you've got now, good luck to you. And please get out of my industry.
Totally. Yeah. For people out there who are still looking for holiday gifts though, I just, you know, thought about some great things that you might want to pick up. One being, Jackie Warner's workout 101 training with Jackie. It's now $7 on DVD on Amazon. You know, and if you really want to make that loved one really get in shape, Jillian Michaels' 30-day shred is under $8. And also, Jillian Michaels also has her 5-DVD, The Biggest Winner DVD set.
Lee's sigh of disapproval and pain was the coolest thing.
Oh, no.
That's great. Oh, you could feel the knife
feel
go
that,
through you.
That was, yeah. That was real.
That was cold. I was shivering.
That was reality right there.
All right.
But, I like that discussion. That was good.
Yeah. I hate that. I'm pumped now.
I am pumped. Let's go out and learn.
Ow, that hurt. I probably shouldn't have done that. You ever give yourself like a high five?
Wait, what did you do?
I just high-fived myself.
I have no words. I have no words.
Wait, how?
Like, I put one hand up in the air and I went like a one clap.
Okay.
Was the other hand?
It was instead of like a clap, it was like a straight handed, a straight out hand.
Do you do that when you're doing Xbox? And you,
no,
and you...
I don't do it when I'm doing. I haven't touched my Xbox, and except to play Rock Band 2 and to play the new Killers songs on Rock Band, which are awesome. You should pick that up, Killers.
Oh, and one last thing that I did want to add about that roundtable, because that was a good topic. You know, education is a good thing, but just like Lee said too, you need to get out there and do stuff too. And tying it back to what Kevin did, and you know what we've all talked about before, who have you learned from? You know, what's your pedigree? Where, you know, you can learn everything in the world and then you can even go out there and train, but honestly, if you haven't worked underneath someone, you haven't learned from them, from someone that's had years and years of experience and allowed that to kind of steer your learning process, to introduce you to things that you haven't seen before or haven't thought of before, it's invaluable. And I know we get a lot of trainers that listen to the podcast also, and that's something that it really is. It just, it's a night and day how that makes you as far as a trainer, as a professional too. So people that are interested in learning more about their craft, you know, definitely read the books, go to the seminars, take the courses, get your degree, you know, do all that stuff. Get out into the gym, get out into the, you know, the floor, work with people, work with populations, but, you know, really pick and choose where you work also, because it can make all the difference in the world.
So, crap, I forgot what I was going to say. We did have a discussion about internships on the forum, and I think that's, you know, if you're thinking about getting into this industry, it's, you know, it's a requirement in my mind. If you go right out of college and you start training people, even if you train people while in college, like I did, like I trained people when I was at college, it's just completely different when you see 80, 90, 100 different people, and you train just a huge variety of people. You owe it to yourself to do that. And you know, there's, no matter where you are in the country, you can do it. The other intern we had at CP, Chris, he came from New Jersey. He didn't, from Buffalo. I'm sorry, Buffalo. So it was no. It's not like a nice car ride back and forth for him. He had to actually cough up a couple thousand dollars to do this.
Yeah, actually, so, I know for anyone in the Indianapolis area, I know that Bill and Mike are taking interns. I believe they're taking interns at IFAST, and that's somewhere you want
to go. No, that's invaluable. I mean, it's oh God, I would take a second another internship if I could afford to go out there.
Yeah, seriously, go. If you have any opportunity to do that, bring a bottle of Tylenol, because you will go home with a headache every night.
And a tape recorder.
To these two. Yeah, unreal what you'll learn from those guys. So,
But last but not least, the Biggest Loser electronic scale is also on sale for $30.
That's nice.
So we will all be checking that out. But until then, you can check out avidityfitness.net. That is Lee's home court for everything Lee Peel. And make sure to check out her is the link for where the trailers? Is it I don't want to get it wrong. Fatlosstroubleshooter.com. Troubleshoot.com. I apologize. You can check that out. And John, should we plug something for you, John? Should I just say acceleratedstrength.com?
That would be wonderful. Also, getting over a cold, you can plug that.
Plugging your cold. Okay.
Plugging my cold.
So what have you been – you haven't been doing anything to treat that, huh? I haven't gotten sick all year, and I never get sick.
I'm in a pediatric rotation. Those little buggers get me sick every other week.
Yeah.
That sucks, man.
Yeah, yeah. Cute little kids, not cute little germs.
Exactly. Yeah. We will get out of here now, but we'll see you next week. If all goes planned, we will have Tom Venuto on next week. You can stick around if you want to listen to us in the off-topic discussion, talk about Hancock. What else did we talk about? Me possibly having a new job and...
I don't know what we talked about.
Fantasy football.
That's all coming up right after these end credits. Check out thefitcast.com. Please subscribe to us through iTunes. You know what? If you have a second, please give us a review on iTunes so we can get past, you know, naked yoga fitness crap, all that, you know, stuff that just makes me want to vomit. And also maybe possibly subscribe to it at the same time, because it's a little misleading. And that is it. We will see you next week. Thanks for listening, and take care, everyone.
Salad there, your fantasy.
Yeah, they tossed. Yeah, they did. They did.
Okay. Very sorry.
Fuck.
Okay, will you fucking explain fantasy football to me? Can someone just fucking explain it to me? I don't fucking get it.
I hope everyone... I'm going to record this.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Because I'm cursed way too much.
That's all right.
I want to understand what the fuck it is. Like, you take... Imagine... Like, real football players.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Put them together on your team.
A fantasy
right?
team.
Yeah, fantasy team. Yeah.
Right, and then how they do in real life games affects how they do on your fantasy team?
Exactly. Correct.
But, like, all right, so what's the, like, but how do you rate it? Like, if they score a touchdown, does that mean, like...
Yeah, there's, like touchdowns for every 10 yards of receiving or running.
20 yards or whatever,
interceptions on defense and points allowed on defense.
Yep.
Touchdowns for the defense if they get, like, an interception, they return it for a touchdown.
Interceptions, fumble recoveries, sacks... For defense, for the – you can have – it depends on the leagues. Like, some leagues just go simple as far as, like, okay, every 10 yards or every 20 yards you get a point or half a point or whatever. But other leagues you could have, like, how many looks a guy gets, how many touches, how many – you know, so really it gets more involved with how integral they are to the game.
Yeah, that's a little too much.
If they're taken out of the game, then I'm guessing you lose your player, right?
If they're taken out of the game, you just don't get a you just don't get, like, anything for them. So if they ran 10 yards that game, like, oh, I don't know, my entire team did today, then then you get, you know, your SOL. So that's what it is.
Okay. Alrighty. Yeah.
So
I do watch football. I mean, I do watch it, and I do wonder, it's not like I don't understand the game or anything, but I never understood fantasy leagues. Never mind.
You don't understand it, you live it.
Oh,
yes.
Well, you know, you fuckers do seem really obsessed with it, though. Like, everyone I know that does fantasy football, it's like they're crazy about it. Like, when it's fantasy football season, they're nuts.
Yeah.
So,
it's the real deal.
Yeah. My girlfriend gets nuts over Twilight movies, and I get nuts over this. So there you have it.
I do not fucking understand that movie.
God bless
you. Damn it. First place. I finished in first place, and I'm done. Now I fight for third.
It's not. You weren't putting money into this, were you?
Nah, this one wasn't a money league, but still, okay. It's pride.
No.
It's pride. I hate
losing. Your internet pride?
Kevin, I hate losing. I hate losing. You have no idea how much I hate losing.
You should get some more arguments on forums then.
I should. Yeah, you wonder why I don't post on forums too often anymore.
Yeah, I could feel you getting red sometimes whenever you'd be posting on a forum.
Yeah.
But then again, you're dealing with idiots, so what can I say? You're right, you won.
Not on the Fitcast forum.
Not on the Fitcast forum.
Dude, I can't believe you called me a noob.
Yeah, I did. Three posts, noob.
You suck.
GTFO my thread, noob.
I didn't know you spoke leet, John.
Of course I do. I speak lol. I know what's up.
Wow.
Whatever.
I'm very afraid of what is going to happen on this week's show.
Yeah, it's going to be good. I'm in rare form. I just had a lot of food.
Sir.
What's that?
I just had a lot of food, so I'm really hyper.
Nice. I have some blueberry breeze green tea next to me, so it's going to be.
You love that stuff.
I go through 2.5 to 3 boxes per week. Because
have
it's
you
only
out?
20 milligrams caffeine per bag, so I tend to, and I deloaded off a spike last week, so I went through about 3 boxes.
Wait, did you say you deloaded off a spike?
He did.
Yeah.
He did.
I took a week off.
I'm coming down, man. I'm coming down. I got shakes.
It hurts, Lee. It hurts. It hurts. It is not fun. And it's not like an addiction where as I have to get help for it, I can control it. Like, I can take a week off if I have to.
I don't know. That was some, like, intervention words if I've ever heard myself. Like,
hi,
I could take a week off
Kevin.
If I have to. I don't need it. I don't need it. Yeah,
I don't.
I can quit any time. It's fine. My workouts are fine.
My workouts are just, like, 10% better with it.
How's your benching?
What do you mean, how's my benching?
Not, man, I'm just saying, you know. Just...
I took 3 weeks off of benching.
Wow.
I did.
You're really conquering your demons right now, aren't you?
I am, but then I just came back. I'm really stupid, and this is like another one of those, you know, trainers do as I say, not as I do, where, like, I started benching. I was going to start doing some 3-board presses because I've been having some trouble with my elbow, so I just, you know, was going pretty light. I think I was just doing like 275 for sets of 3, and I was just going to call it a day after 6 sets. And Pete, who works at CP, he does, you know, the money and the finances, he benched 285, knocking out my 280. So I was like, fuck it, let's put 285 on for me. I'll give it a shot. And it got up maybe 2 inches off my chest, got pinned. And then 3 minutes later, I'm like, I'll try this again. Because I felt all right. You know, I think I just, you know, I had some problems with my form, and I'm going to give it one more shot. 2 inches off my chest, pinned. So don't do that.
Was this without spike?
This was with spike, but it was without, I only had some branched-chain amino acids in me. I wasn't having like a carbohydrate protein blend.
There you go.
So that's what I'm blaming it on.
There you go. Yeah, it sounds like a logical finger point.
Yeah.
To me. Yeah. Just
and
the carbs.
I wasn't having any workout fuel either. That was a mistake.
Well,
next time.
Yeah. There
we'll
it is.
Keep it at that. So since this is like our off topic discussion, I don't know if any of you guys have seen Hancock.
I have not seen Hancock, but you know, I mean,
it's a
Will Smith movie, and you know what they're going to be.
With Jason Bateman.
I know, Jason Bateman. And Charlize Theron, too, so, you know.
Yeah, Jason Bateman is awesome in this movie. He's really good. And Tony and I, it's very weird because on his Facebook thing, he's like, "I watched Hancock last night, and it would have been more enjoyable if I just had explosive diarrhea all night." And I replied saying, "Well, I watched it this we both watched it last night, and it was just totally random, and I liked it for the most part."
It's not bad. I felt that the ending was a little weak, but otherwise it was pretty good.
It was one and a half, or it was 3/4 good movie, and then
Yeah. Yeah,
one
say three
fourth bad
fourths.
movie.
Yeah.
Too bad.
You're gonna get a point and a half in my book just for having Charlize Theron in the movie, so.
But she's fully clothed.
Yeah, but she's pretty hot. I
Speaking
mean.
of fully clothed, Tony totally stole that trailer from me. I emailed him that at like 8 a.m. the morning that he posted that trailer of Jessica Biel as a stripper on his blog, and he didn't give me credit for it.
Oh.
That was
Oh.
you?
What
Bastard.
from what from?
She has a new movie coming out. She's just like full
She's
nudity.
a cracked out, depressed
Oh.
stripper,
And
who's dealing with life.
yeah. Because
It,
all
it, it, there's
strippers look
Forest
like
Whitaker.
Jessica
I
Biel.
mean, it's Forest Whitaker
Oh,
in it,
Jessica
so I mean.
Biel. Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, I knew
Yeah.
that. I was for some reason you said Jessica Biel. I had Jessica Alba on the brain.
I might have said Jessica Alba, but
Yeah.
I'm more of a Biel than an Alba guy.
Yeah.
Jessica Alba's prettier. Jessica Biel has a better body.
After Larry and Chuck, or Chuck and
Oh yeah, that
Larry's
was pretty.
wedding or whatever it is,
That was
that
pretty epic.
sealed the deal.
Yeah, it was pretty epic.
So, if anyone knows Jessica Biel, forward her to my email address.
Yeah, I threw her number. I'm sorry, dude.
You did.
Yeah, no, I was stupid. I was going through this whole, phase. I don't want to get involved. Just let it go.
Oh, you want to hear something cool? Is I was in Boston today, and you ever heard of that TV show Fringe?
Yep.
They were filming it as I was driving
Yeah?
by. Yeah, very cool. J.J. Abramson
You
show.
were walking by the filming of it?
No, they were filming on. I don't know if you guys have ever been on the, like, kind of not like the highway, but going into Boston, it like loops all over the place now. It's just a,
Which one?
it's a whole clusterfuck in Boston because
Which
like
highway?
the, I don't know.
Great direction, Steve.
But we were outbound.
I don't know if you guys have been on that road that's in Boston. Oh, which one? I don't know, but that
Well,
one.
in
It has
general,
lines.
Yeah,
in
cars.
there's lots of cars and.
Crossing guards, maybe?
Okay, my story actually
Are there
was no,
off ramps?
Could be
there
on
were
ramps, could be off ramps.
ramps in both ways, all right? And they were
There are
filming.
ramps in both ways.
Yes, there's on and off ramps.
The ramps went both ways.
So, anyways, this is one of my favorite new TV shows, and we start seeing like TV vans, but they're like TV stations we've never seen before. Like, what the fuck's going on? Like, there's been a huge delay. There's like stop and go traffic. Like, we're not getting anywhere. We're just trying to leave Boston, and we start driving past, and I see the actress from Fringe there, and they're like, they got like all these fake FBI police people out there, and a bunch of extras, and their fake TV vans. It's pretty cool. So I can't wait to see that on TV.
Cool.
And you were there?
I'm guessing they're gonna cut all unless there were I don't know if they're allowed to use like random traffic in TV, but I don't know, maybe. But that was awesome. Good show. You should watch it. Almost as much as MacGyver.
Right.
MacGyver rules. So are you getting through the first season?
Yeah, I'm about halfway there. Like, I think the first season is not as I don't know if it's not as good as the other ones, but it seems to have the same formula where MacGyver gets called in to help out a woman with a problem. She is mildly attractive, at least for the late 80s, and then she may or may not be wearing shoulder pads. That seemed to be a big thing back then. I don't remember that much, but they all have shoulder pads.
God, shoulder pads were huge.
Huge. And the formula's all right. He helps her out for like the first third of the show. Something good happens in their favor. Then the whole second third is them getting busted, and you know the bad guy finds them. Like there's some kind of slip up, or there's just some situation that was so dire that MacGyver had no chance. And then the final act is them escaping from that situation. So, John.
I'd say that sums it up pretty well.
I was just looking for images of Jessica Biel. I don't even know what you just said.
Is that what you, the link you just sent me?
This is Jessica Biel thankful for her face and body. And you know what? I think most of the males in America are also thankful for her face and body.
Did you add Lee into this conversation? Okay, good.
I did.
Good.
I am looking at it right now.
We can be on the team together.
Oh, you know, I read that really funny. It says, Justin Timberlake is the one part of my life that I own. She tight lips. I thought it said she says with her tight lips, and I was like, bam. It's pretty. It's, if y'all might, what was that?
That's Blueberry Breeze, baby.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's better than my bong hitting.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good.
That's not a. No, that's all right.
Did you try the Lipton green tea pyramid bag infusion teas?
No, I didn't. But I actually picked up some Trader Joe's green tea with pomegranate diet, nice. Or unsweetened, I should say.
Green tea with mandarin orange.
How is it?
Oh, that one's good.
Delectable, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll have to check that one out because you can only get so much Blueberry Breeze.
I think I've tried every flavored tea there is known to man.
Yeah.
Are you a big fan of the other varieties of tea, not just green, but also white and red?
Big fan of white. Not
so I like white. Red. I don't like red.
Don't like red either.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I'm indifferent to black tea.
Indifferent.
Is
black tea actually black? Is it dark?
It's black, as far as I can tell.
It was pretty damn dark, the one I tried.
I haven't held it up to anything navy blue, so I guess I could be wrong, but I think it's black.
Gotcha. All right, to be honest, guys.
I can't believe how bad I'm losing right now. Oh, God.
Are the Giants playing today?
Dude, the Giants are playing, and I got Dominic Hixon in because Plax is out.
Plax.
Yeah, forever. And then...
Dum-da-dum-da-dum, I'm going to shoot myself in the leg.
Yeah, basically. And I got Brandon Jacobs, and he's out. And there goes my team. And I have the Indy defense for the last two weeks, the Indy defense to give me like 25, 30 points. I think today they managed to give me like 4.
And they played the Lions, right?
Yeah, they played the Lions. I was like, oh my God. This is butter. Over.
Hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, you know what I found? Fans of the show are going to love this. I found out. Found a program. Someone actually recommended it to me like a year ago, but I just never got around to installing it, called... and this is for reals. This isn't a joke. Levelator. And it will match up all of our levels. So we don't sound like, I'm up here, and John's down here.
Oh, that's cool.
That's pretty sweet.
Describe that. So hopefully that will work.
That's good.
Technology is amazing.
Are you guys going to watch the Spike VGA Awards tonight?
No, I'll be watching the Giants.
Yeah.
No, I was going out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be staying in and marking. I'll be marking papers actually.
Nice.
Yeah.
Who are you pulling for, Kevin?
For the VGAs, I don't know. I'm thinking, you know. I'm kind of torn for Game of the Year. It's either going to be Gears of War or Metal Gear Solid 4. I just don't know. Actually, I just sold a bunch of my video games because I haven't had any time to play them these last 2 weeks, and I just realized with the actually getting a full-time job that I'll have even less time than I do now.
Oh, yeah. How did it go?
How did
it go? Inform us.
The interview went well. They want me to come back for the third and final.
Are you serious?
Final interrogation.
Jesus.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I guess the gym is big business.
Well, the only, I think, you know, it's a commercial gym, and they had, okay, maybe you guys can remember what this was. I was talking to Jen on the phone, but it's like a body plate. It's that thing that you stand on and vibrate. I talked about it on the show a long time ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They had a bunch of those.
They're seriously pretty into that there, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, and they had some other thing that has, it's like one cable running straight up and down, but it's the same resistance no matter where you pull the cables. It's like one straight. Do you guys know what I'm talking about?
That's not coming that Tracy Anderson shit, is it?
It kind of is. And it had a weird name.
Does it hit the accessory muscles?
No, it might.
It hits the accessories, you know.
It actually isolates the accessory. Yeah, don't. You've already had an epic fail.
Yeah. Oh, and John, don't forget, we have to have a pink dumbbell of the week award.
Oh, I'm on that.
And make sure I write that down so we can put in. Did you like the music I chose?
It was very nice. It was very nice. I was thinking,
if you have something else, we can use something else.
No, I liked it. I was thinking of the one with the blood pressure concerns or something, only because he wrote out, "Well, effed it up," and then he said something about, he like quoted the guy, but didn't actually, like, you didn't realize he was quoting him, so you just read it, and all of a sudden it was like, "Whoa, what is he doing? Oh, that's a quote." Like, I kind of like that, so I thought maybe that one.
The pink dumbbell award. Or we can give it to something else, but we should get started because I'm going to introduce a roundtable topic that we'll spend no more than 5 minutes on.
Nice.
Okay, yeah.
But we should do that unless you guys have anything else to talk about. This is like 20 minutes of off-topic stuff.
Yeah, you're going to have to edit this. This is horrible.
Yeah. All right, I'm editing this right now.